Hello and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to this week's new episode of X Vlog Live. I'm your host, Mr. Boomstick XL. And today I am honored to be sitting down with Retri from Game Pass underscore Daily, as well as Silent Cypher, one part of the Xbox International podcast. And folks, we are here to celebrate gaming. Today was the Tokyo Game Show. A lot of people already in the chat, and a lot of people are kind of lukewarm on it. I'm going to give you my score. Retri's going to give you his, and so is Silent Cypher. We'll talk about what we're showing. I have a list. I want to shout out Lore Master Jasper, who I am in a DM with, who listed everything. So, Jasper, brother, thank you so much for the list. I'm actually going to use it. I'm going to read verbatim what was shown. It was 41 minutes and 3 seconds. We got a chance to see several people from the president of Square came out and basically made a declaration, which tells me that Sony is not interested in buying Square. They're just basically using them like a leech and sucking the blood dry, sucking their blood dry, because what he declared to Xbox gamers is pretty important. We will get into that. We will get into the substance of what was there, what was announced for Xbox Game Pass day and date, what was announced for Xbox as a platform, what wasn't there, surprised me and many people in the chat. So we'll get to a score. We're going to talk about, though, folks, to open up the show, because no one's really talking about this, and we have, you know, a nice platform here. This is an Xbox-centric channel. Talk about winning. Xbox Game Pass from the end of August through September has been nothing short of a plethora of games. Every game you could possibly want or imagine on every genre. And you know what? If you're not subscribed and you're not sold on what is there and what is coming for the rest of the year, well, folks, I don't know. I got nothing for you. But let's get into the introductions first. Start first with Retri. Brother, welcome back.
Yo.
So great to have you here. How you doing? Mr. Game Pass himself.
Yeah. So obviously, like, I think you should get Game Pass, but, you know, I'm biased. Good to be here. Boom. Woke up real early this morning to watch the Tokyo Game Show. And I was up late last night, so I'm very tired right now, but I'll try to pick up the energy a little bit. But yeah, what's up, chat? How you guys doing? I see you. A lot of people are lukewarm on the TGS. Yes, I get it.
Yes.
And we'll definitely talk about that. We'll talk about Game Pass and try to sell you on it, because it's good stuff, man. I think it's been super hot lately.
Listen, the Tokyo Game Show, a lot of people I saw on Twitter, on the socials, a lot of people thought last year's was better. I'm kind of like in the middle of that. I liked what they showed. I was surprised by some of the showings. Again, not every game is for every gamer. Certainly not everything that they showed appealed to me, but you know, they're not just trying to appeal to me. They're trying to appeal to a Japanese audience. That's that, you know, we get the privilege of watching it, but it's not really for us. You know, I'm happy that like Ace Attorney, the trilogy, is finally releasing on an Xbox. That's crazy. That's awesome. It's not a game I'm going to play. Not because I think the series is terrible. It's
just, no. I love it. You're like, this is so great. I'm not touching it. But
I'm just saying, I'm not being fair. I'm being fair.
No. Like, I love the truth
that it was announced. Oh. It's just not a game that I'll play. But Silent Cypher,
brother. Well, Silent's going to play it. He'll be the one.
He'll be the outlier. Silent Cypher, brother. Usually you grace us with your presence on a Friday morning breakfast at Boom. Unfortunately, you could not attend this week's, but you were like, hey, I'm available Thursday, and here you are. How you doing, brother? Welcome back.
Boom, thanks for having me. My work schedule's kind of been in flux, because it's still on the down low, but I may have just gotten a different job. So I'm working on changing some schedule stuff right now. Usually, otherwise, I would be here on a Friday with you. I'm doing good. I'm excited to see some more stuff coming for us on Game Pass. Holy cow. Like this was literally just a breaker of get it on Game Pass today, which I think is great. But yeah, I'm excited about it. Let's get into it.
Yeah, you know what, real shout out to Silver Lab Guy. His Ace Attorney was already on Xbox. You see, that just goes to show you how it's not appealing. I didn't even know that. Honestly,
yeah, it was a while ago.
Actually. I didn't even remember.
That's why when I saw it, I was like, wait, like I actually thought it had already been on Game Pass, and I do this stuff basically as a side job.
So I'm not the only one.
So the original trilogy was out previously, but now it'll be on Game Pass. And then right after that announcement, they actually notified us
the prequel.
Yeah, the Apollo series will be there too.
Yeah.
So
shout out to Silver Lab Guy. Thanks so much for the correction. It's not that I hate the game. I like Ace Attorney, but when he's in Marvel versus Capcom, that's where I like him because he's a fighter. Not so much with the gotcha pointing at, you know, whatever.
objection.
You know, I'll use that as maybe like I actually used that particular gif at like one of the court things for ABK, which we're going to be covering tomorrow, folks. Word is from The Verge, Tom Warren, great friend of the channel, great friend of the community. He's been in the chat a couple of times. Tom, if you ever want to sit down one-on-one, brother, hit me up, let's go. He announced yesterday that he's got some words that by potentially next week, we don't know when next week, but the ABK deal or the decision from the CMA, now we don't know, should be coming down. Now, whether that's the pre decision or they're going to skip the preliminary decision and just say, listen, we approved the deal. Ubisoft is going to handle this. Microsoft is going to handle that. It's all good. Cat gives it the seal of approval and the deal gets done. So we don't know when next week. There are some rumors that it's going to be Friday the 29th. There are some rumors that it might be on Wednesday. We'll see. It would be fitting because the 25th is Monday and that happens to be Mr. Boomstick's birthday. So it would be a great birthday present to have that deal announced and done. Yes, also, sir. Real quick, before we get into the show, next Friday's, the 29th Breakfast at Boom, is the 6th annual Boom's Birthday Bash, where it was my birthday, but you folks get the prizes. Mrs. Boom and I are giving away 10 $50 gift cards to your choice of platform. And you, even if you are outside of the Americas, you will still get your prize. We'll talk about that more towards the end. But I want to open up with something small. Before we go diving right into the Tokyo Game Show, Retri, let's talk Xbox Game Pass, because my God, I mean, it has been plentiful. And if you want to, like I said, if you want to keep it simplistic and you just want to simply go back to the 31st, on the 31st for Xbox Game Pass, you had Commandos 3 HD Remastered. That was Cloud Console PC. Immortality, Cloud PC X Series X, Immortals Fenyx Rising, Cloud Console PC, and Tinykin. Now, maybe those games aren't all for you. Immortals Fenyx Rising is a banger. I spent hundreds of hours in that game. It is absolutely Kid Icarus on crack. It is amazing. I absolutely loved every minute of it. It's one of my favorite Ubisoft new IPs. Commandos 3, not so much for me. Immortality, again, not so much for me. And Tinykin, I don't even know what it was, to be honest with you.
Tinykin's one of the best platformers ever, in my opinion. That's how good Tinykin is. I'm a huge fan.
You know what? Now I'm going to go download it. but let's talk about Retri. What has released so far in September, and what is for the rest of the month? Because Lies of P is a AAA banger. You match that with Starfield, which has 10 million players and sold gangbuster numbers, right? But still in Game Pass. If you just walked away with those two, it's a winner-winner chicken dinner. But you're talking about, you got early next month, you got Forza in October. They just dropped Gotham Knights, and I'm here to tell you folks, don't sleep on Gotham Knights. It is a phenomenal.
Super Bat excited that game. That is dropping.
So freaking good. It's one of my favorite games the year it came out. Yes. Is it like, is it as good as the Arkham games? The answer is no. But my God, the graphics are amazing. And the fact that you can switch the customization in this game, if you are a fan of the Bat family, is bonkers. You can change everyone's outfits from and everything. It's so customizable. And the way you traverse, brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Let's talk about Xbox Game Pass for the month of September. I mean, like you said, we said earlier, if you're not sold, I don't know how else
we're going to sell you. I'm not really sure. I don't know. Well, I just want to clarify, a lot of the games you just mentioned are actually the ones that left Game Pass at the end of August, including Tinykin.
Okay. I did not know that. See,
Tinykin's actually now gone, fortunately. But that is, in my opinion, and it's so damn good. As people are saying in the chat, like Negative Zero, Tinykin is like Pikmin. That's exactly what it's like. From Nintendo. Fantastic game. Doesn't take too long to beat. I can't remember how long, maybe 6 hours, something like that. So please go play Tinykin. Go buy it. It's worth its, you know, weight in gold or whatever you want to say. But at the end of August, we got Sea of Stars. So a lot of people really like Sea of Stars. That's a great little RPG.
I played about
right
six
there.
Or 7 hours of it. If you are an old school RPG bit fan, and I mean like, you know, like the 16-bit era, it's brilliant. It's really good. Phenomenal.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I think at the end of August, we also got Call of the Wild, which was like that fishing game that came out, which is actually pretty good. And
I heard you saying that you enjoyed that.
Yeah, I played a little bit of it. I had to, I was testing myself to see if I could stop playing Starfield, which was very, very hard to do, but I was able to do it. And don't do it. I don't advise that, which I did. So I played a little bit of that. And I also played Liza P, which I absolutely love. It's getting some flack for the lack of being able to kill animations mid. So like if you're pressing the buttons and you've already pressed them, you might be a little screwed out of kind of like rolling away or getting away from the bosses. It's a hard game. It's a Souls game. They touted it as a Souls game and that is not a joke. But I'm really enjoying it. You know what it is? A lot of the times when it comes to games, atmosphere is huge for me. That's why I loved Elden Ring so much. Atmosphere is a big, big deal. And I think Liza P just being on, I think it's Unreal Engine 4 is absolutely gorgeous. It is like taking Unreal Engine 4 to its extreme. So I'm a big fan of Liza P right now. I've played a little bit of that, probably like 3 or 4 hours, but it kind of hooked me right away. But yeah, I mean, September is crazy. We got Spiritfarer came back. We got Grease, people say it differently. Of course, Starfield, which I got over 100 hours in. Solar Ash, which is another cool game that was on PlayStation that I was kind of looking forward to. I haven't touched it yet, but I think it looked pretty cool. I mean, this week alone, we got Liza P, Party Animals, which I've been touting, I think, is the next fall, guys. I think Party Animals is going to be huge. And someone in chat was saying he played it with his girlfriend or wife, I can't remember what it was, for like 6 hours, and he's hooked. So, cool. And I played a little bit of Party Animals, yeah.
Payday 3. Payday
3, yes. That's
07/18. Yep.
Yeah, so Payday 3 comes out. So, like, this month was, like, made for me. I got a Souls game. I got Starfield. I got Payday. I got a party game in it and Party Animals. And they just, as we saw during TGS, they collaborated with Ori.
Ori, that is super cool.
I got multiple shirts of Ori. Like, it's one of my favorite series of all time. This month, like, if I don't know, not every game is for everybody, but man, there's such a different, diverse amount of genres here and different game types that if you're not sold this month, I don't know what the hell is going to sell you on Game Pass any other month. You know what I mean? Unless you just like sports games and like racers. But and then, of course, we got, you know, Phoenix Phoenix Wright, the Ace Attorney trilogy, which I do not give a crap about whatsoever, but I know I know that's disappointing to my buddy below me. This guy.
Yeah.
But I mean, we got Cocoon this month as well, so I'm super excited. I heard that's for supposed Cocoon. To
be absolutely incredible, Cocoon.
So yeah, I expect it to be just because of the lead game designer, Jeppe Carlson, who made Limbo and Inside, two of my probably are without a doubt in my top 10 of all time indies. So he's kind of, it's one of those things where I just automatically trust, just because, you know, gameplay designer is it's a big deal. It's a big position. So I expect Cocoon to be awesome, but we'll see. We'll find out real soon. Actually, it's coming out pretty soon. So
I'm seeing some stuff about Eliza P. Wade Johnson 1 is saying Eliza P is buggy. I keep falling through the floor when opening gates.
I haven't run into a single bug yet. But again, I'm usually famous for running into bugs that no one else seems to be running into. When everyone else was saying that Starfield was smooth as butter, I'm going, what the F are you playing? Because I was having all kinds of issues. I was crashing on Starfield on my Series X. Like, I was having all kinds of issues. I still love Starfield. Don't get me wrong. It's my game of the year. But I had all kinds of issues. So for, you know, to each their own. But I know a lot of people are not loving Liza P too. It's kind of like, feels like it's a little 50-50 split in the community right now. It's super hard, and you know, some people are complaining about the lack of being able to kill the animations mid fight, which I get, which is something I definitely noticed. I just thought it was me being bad, and then I talked to some other people about it, and they're having the exact same issue. So maybe the combat isn't as tight as a regular Souls game, which is fine. This is not a triple A. It's not really a triple A studio. So
no, it's a small studio actually.
Yeah. So I'm down. You know, it's nice that, you know, people are clamoring for it. People keep saying like, oh, we should get Korean games. That's a Korean game, guys. That's NeoWiz literally is right at Korea. So that's another one that you can see Phil and Sarah are you know, trying to get Asian games in here, which they're working. They're putting the work in. Whether you like the games that are coming out of the work they put in, that's a whole nother story. You know what I mean? But I don't know. I'm happy with the output. So, well, and we'll talk more about TGS too. But yeah,
we're gonna obviously the show is being pitched as talking about TGS. But I do wanna talk about Xbox Game Pass, because we're gonna segue into TGS and what was announced for Xbox Game Pass. You know, we're gonna do some scoring. We're gonna see. I saw a lot of people, you know, doing some scores. We'll get everyone's hot take opinion. I'll give you mine. Of course, the guys will give you theirs. I also want to talk about what wasn't there, which again, it's I don't want to sound like a greedy gamer, but there were two things there that I was expecting that weren't there, but we'll get to that in a second. Silent Cypher. Obviously you're not up for that Ace Attorney slander that we just heard from me and Retri, and it's fine. It again, not for me, but it's for somebody. And it's so much not for me that I didn't even realize that it was an Xbox before. It just happens to be an Xbox Game Pass now. I will say this. The Capcom Xbox relationship is strong here. But what are your takes on what has been dropped into Xbox Game Pass so far for the month of September?
I do have a quick question for you. Did you ever play any of the Phoenix Wright games on Switch DS?
No, I never did.
Okay. So what I would recommend, just because like I know it's still probably going to be kind of a niche thing for folks, but like I would definitely recommend playing around with it, because they are really good. They've got some very interesting stories. They go very interesting places on some of those stories. And I think you would like it, especially given your background. I think you would enjoy seeing people brought to justice and stuff, whether they were guilty or not. I think that'd be something you might enjoy. So you'll have to try it and let me know what you think, but they're actually pretty solid. They're really cool crime games actually. Besides that, yeah. So I was playing some Party Animals with my family last night, which was a lot of fun. All four of us sat down and just beat the crap out of each other and threw each other in front of trains and, you know, it was fun. So I was really excited when we saw that Ori cross collab also, because that's cool. Like I like the idea of having some of those type of characters in the game. I feel like that's a perfect fit for them. So yeah. I hope we continue to see stuff like that. I think this gets me excited for the possibility that we'll see other collaborations like this.
I'd love to see Doomguy.
I literally said that today on Twitter. Yeah. Because was like, man, it'd be nice to see more collabs. I'm like, yeah, like a tiny Marcus Fenix and a little, a little Master Chief. Yeah, I mean, it'd be adorable. Wouldn't
surprise me in this. Like, I know that this one would excite you, but like, we'd probably see a Banjo and Kazooie.
There you go.
Conker. Like, there's a lot of options. You could even throw some of the old folks.
Violent. He's violent, so that kind of works.
And you could even put characters from like Cameo in it from back there on the 360. Like there's a lot in their background that they could just throw in there real easy, and it's really easy to just add content to that game. You just have to keep adding more characters and people go nuts. Besides that, man, I'm excited the fact that Payday 3, what that launches today. Yeah, and I think we're going to be trying to play some of that this weekend, just because, Payday 2 was really good. It was visually not the most impressive game in the world when it came out, but it was a lot of fun. Like, Grand Theft Auto was the only other game I feel like has ever done that, where you've got, like, those robberies and stuff like that, and you're trying to do, like, elaborate heists. And this I'm excited to dive into, because that was always a fun experience on the old game. So that should be really good. Besides that, man, yeah, I mean, Phoenix Wright, I've already played those first ones, so I'm just excited to see that we've got the new ones coming in January. I think that would be cool.
Well, I mean, I put it this way. It's a good way to open up the year, right? Like, you're starting the year with a brand new Phoenix Wright, title in Xbox Game Pass, that goes in line with the other, Capcom game, the new IP. Like I said, that Capcom relationship is strong. I don't know if anyone is a fan of Onimusha. I'm waiting for a remake of the original, or just reboot the series. Like Dino Crisis, I mean, I don't understand what you're waiting for, Capcom. But the reason why I bring up Onimusha is because Netflix just announced there's an anime and there's a trailer up, and it's dope AF. Oh my God, I'm so in for that. I mean, look, at the end of the day, I don't get a dollar every time I say Game Pass. I wish I had gained 50 cents, because then I say it so much that, I'm selling their brand, but I'm selling it as a representative of the community who, if you are someone like myself who is budgeted, you can still be a part of the gaming conversation. Take the monies that you're not spending on Xbox, right? We didn't have to buy, we didn't have to buy Starfield. I bought the collector's edition, and I also was got a code from Bethesda, which was pretty dope. But you don't have that money that you don't spend there could easily be focused on, like, buying Mario Wonder, which I'm buying, Sonic. Obviously Spider-Man 2 on October 20th. So the great thing about Xbox Game Pass is it allows you to live. It allows you to be a gamer and potentially support multiple platforms. And with Xbox Game Pass, this month has been just ridiculous. And again, not every game is for me. I've tried Lies of P. I thought I was really going to like it because I love Elden Ring, and I should not love Elden Ring. I should loathe that game. But somehow or another, I beat every boss except that last mother effer.
Still haven't beat it yet?
Nah, man. He's cheating.
No.
It's fine. It's fine.
That's a tough game.
I beat every boss in the game. And even if it took me 50 times, I beat it. That last MF. Why can't you use your steed to run after him when he's flying all the way back?
Would be nice.
Come on. Yeah. I could run around circles with him and kill him the same way I did that big armor dude, like, on the battlefield. I just ran around and stabbed the hell out of him. This prick, you got to run after him. Like, I could beat the first form, no problem. It's the Loch Ness monster that I have a problem with. So Yeah, I have a problem with Elden Ring, but I loved it. And I thought I was gonna love Lies of P, but that difficulty spike is bonkers.
It reminds me kind of like I had a tough time with the first boss. I'm not good at these types of games. Elden Ring for some reason was infinitely easier for me, but I also went with magic, so I could have some distance between me and the bad guys and the runaway. But I had a tough time where I watched people beat him the first time, and yep. I'm just like, Jesus, you guys are good. But I guess those are probably people that are used to Souls games. But I don't know. It's a game that I'm really digging. I think I'm just going to like push through it, even though I know it's going to take me probably twice as long as everybody else to beat it. But that first boss is giving me a little like, maybe not as hard, but like kind of like Wo Long was. A lot of people dropped off Wo Long after that first boss.
It's
ridiculously hard.
I beat him in the demo and I was like, oh yeah. And then he comes back with this other form and I'm like, I got no health. What am I supposed to do here? And he just wiped the floor with me. And I was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm not going to hit my head against a wall. I'm just not going to do it, folks. I'm just not going to do it. I do 5 shows a week. I barely have time to play. I'm not bashing my head against the wall. That's why I'm stuck with Starfield, because I'm really enjoying it. And I just had something happen. No spoilers. And I was like, what? Are you kidding me? That happened? So, yeah, this game has so many ups and downs. And shout out to my brother, Neo Mental. We were talking prior to going to the show. I was telling the guys. So he was like, yeah, I got to see my stats. Where are they from? I said, yeah, go to the app. Go here, whatever. And he's like, I'm like all proud. I'm like, yeah, I'm closing her in 5 days. I'm like, stick a chest out. Yeah, here we go. Superhero. And this father, sister, brother tells me in the most polite manner, yeah, bro, I'm closing her in 10 days, 220 hours and 35 minutes and 22 seconds. I'm like, go yourself, you know?
That is insane.
And he works full time. So I don't even understand how he does it, but he got over 220 hours.
That is insane.
And he has like a ship that has double what I got. He has one ship. That he stole, and he just built on it. Only I think one. He said he's level 57 right now. And he has, check this out, folks, 14,000 storage on this ship. 14,000. And you know something? Nobody could beat him. His ship is so loaded with weapons. Everything is maxed out. Maxed. He EMPs.
I'm surprised he can turn around to shoot anyone with his cargo alone.
I don't know how he's doing it, but I need him to come over here and play my game and do that for me. Cheat or something. Yeah. But listen, folks, we're closing on 500 people here, which is pretty dope. If you're new in the chat, please consider subscribing. We are on the hunt for 14K. We're almost at the halfway mark. We're almost at 13.5. I'd love to, Mrs. Moon, I would love to hit it before the end of the year. We had set a little bit of a lofty goal, try and hit 15K by the end of 2023. I think we're going to show up short, but would love to at least get the 14K to kind of roll into the new year. Let me catch up on the Super Chats before we get into the Tokyo Game Show stuff. Drawn TJ, good friend, generous friend of the program, just a $5 Super Chat, says, hello, everyone. Microsoft should buy Valve and Steam on Xbox. I mean, you cannot argue with Jordan TJ's tenacity when he wants Microsoft to buy, because I'm greedy gamer like Umbra. We want them to buy everything. And I think, folks, they're far from done. They really are. Sith Lord, good friend of the program, just very generous, $2 Super Chat, says, the Tokyo Game Show gets a 7 out of 10 with they ended with the one more thing. Yeah, I mean, you know, look, we're going to get into it. There are two things that were not there that disappointed me. I'll give you my score. It's kind of hovering around the same thing, but we'll talk about it. Gerald Mack, very generous $5 Super Chat, says, I'm starting to understand all of the extreme hate for Xbox. We've never seen gaming done in this scale, so it's a bit overwhelming. Sorry, not sorry. Xbox World Order. Yeah, I mean, listen, people listen, they're here. They're here to stay. I think what you're seeing with the PlayStation community, because the Xbox, the Nintendo community doesn't give a shit. They're marching to their own beat of the drum and, you know, whatever. What you're seeing from PlayStation fans is fear. The fear of two companies going in opposite directions, not traveling the same path. Sony, folks, I'm here to tell you, regardless of how great Spider-Man could be a 10 out of 10, and it's probably going to be a 10 out of 10 for me because I'm a Spider-Man stan, and I love Insomniac, and I love Spider-Man. Yep. I love what they've done with it. So it's going to be a 10 out of 10 for me, right? But that's me. These two companies are roles reversing. Microsoft is marching forward, and Sony is taking a couple of steps back. Now, we know that they have a lot of stuff in the tank, right? We know that there's a lot of games in development, and they have monster first-party studios. Let's not make that mistake. But the truth of the matter is, very simply, is the Sean Layden PlayStation that I loved is no longer a thing. That is gone. That has been wiped off the board. What you're seeing now, these gas games and just one big AAA game a year, that is the Jim Ryan era. And a lot of us don't like it because we're used to three bangers per year. And the only reason why you got three bangers last year is because they were delayed. I'm telling you, folks, you're going to get one big AAA single player over the shoulder story driven game per year. And after that, everything's going to be gas games. That's what it's going to be. And, you know, the real kick in the balls here for PlayStation fans are two things. Nowhere in any of the gas announcements do we see SOCOM coming back. What a disgrace. One of their best multiplayer helpings during early PlayStation, Ugats, nowhere to be found. And to make even matters even worse, bleach on your open cut is the fact that Factions, that was promised 3 years ago, was getting done, and Bungie was like, yeah, nah, son, kill that noise. And that's been canceled. But you are getting Soap Stars, and you are getting a Payday 3 ripoff. Good luck with that, pal. What can I tell you? So, yeah, two companies going opposite directions. I cannot wait to see what Xbox does. I'm here for it. Rabid Salvation drops a very generous $5 super chat. Welcome to the program, brother, and thank you for the generosity. He says, if you like Pentiment, you will like Ace Attorney, especially the courtroom segments. Underrated DS gem. See, that's right. That's for you, Silent Cypher. And yeah, we have a new channel member. Wow, that is awesome. Wingman 709. Salute, brother. Thank you so much for supporting the channel. Guys, let's get into Tokyo Game Show. Look, the truth of the matter is for me, I'm going to give you my score right off the bat, kind of, you know, set the mood. 7.0, 7.5 out of 10. That's just me. Now, again, we understand that every game is for every gamer. I totally get it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the two games that were not there, which I thought was fitting, and there are a couple of key points here. One, the Final Fantasy 1-6 pixel game that is on the Switch, that's on PlayStation, that's on your tablets, that's on Amazon Luna, and it's still not on Xbox, should have been. Now, Octopath Traveler, it too is dope. I've played it. It's amazing. But I think the Pixel 1-6 should have been one of the games coming in there. It wasn't there. Okay, fine.
Do you think that's tied to a contract or something? Or do you think that's just another one of those?
I just think it's... I'll put it to this way, Retroing. The Final Fantasy Retro Collection 1-6, the pixel art collection, is available on every platform known to mankind except for Xbox. I don't know.
Yeah, but didn't Sony have that basically like you know, that whole Game Pass tax where like you can't go to Game Pass? Like, do you think maybe it's one of those situations? Because then it would only screw Xbox, right?
Yeah, but see, I don't know if that, because it's available everywhere. It's even available on Luna's service.
Mm. Yeah.
So, yeah, you know what I'm saying? One. I don't know what happened. I mean, there are obvious reasons why there's a new president of Square. Culturally, yeah, they needed some change because what was going on at the company was not good. So they're making some big changes there, which I'm very happy about. But financially, the choices that were made by the prior president, especially when you look at how Final Fantasy 16 literally cost $2 billion in profit for the company from last year that they immediately wiped away this year. And again, I heard Final Fantasy 16, you talked to everyone, he absolutely loved it. Talked to a lot of people, mm-hmm, they thought it was amazing. I didn't buy it because I'm not supporting Square like that. I'll pick it up used $20. When it's $20 used, I'll play it. But that game, one console, one platform, did not sell to the masses. It sold 3 million. That's not enough. That game cost over 200 million to make. It's just not going to work. But for me, because this is the Tokyo Game Show, because Phil Spencer came out on stage last month at the Final Fantasy event, the fact that we had the Square Enix president on stage today telling everyone that moving forward, Xbox is going to be a platform that's going to receive the same support as other platforms. The one game that was not here that I really wanted to play on my Xbox was Final Fantasy VII Remake. Like, I thought it was, if I would have bet money and happily lost it, because I lost. I thought for sure this, if there was going to be one event that you're going to make this monster announcement and potentially a shadow drop, boom, in Game Pass today, people would have lost their shit. Nowhere to be found. And that's because Sony has this thing locked up ironclad. Real quick, I'm going to read quickly the list of what was there. And again, shout out to, once again, Lore Master Jasper, who put this list together. Party Animals, Ori, a DLC, Ace Attorney Collection, Pal World 2024, that's coming out, which Pal World looks like a Pokemon game, looks really good. Again, not so much for me, but people are going to dig it. They showed a Forza trailer, which was pretty dope. Persona 5 Tactica is November 17th for Game Pass. And Infinity Strash Dragon Quest, The Adventure of Dai. That looks like an action RPG. That looks pretty good. Octopath Traveler 2 coming to Game Pass in the winter of 2024. Athia, The Wrath of Fury is another one. Menkos Night Market was one that's coming out on the 26th of October. Persona 3 Reload 2/24 for Game Pass. They announced the Fallout 76 Atlantic City DLC that's launching on the 5th of December. You had some Wulong DLC that's releasing this week. I'm sorry, next week on the 27th. And these are pretty good Game Pass gets. Like a Dragon Ishin is Game Pass. Like a Dragon Gaiden is Xbox Game Pass. Like a Dragon Infinite Wealth is coming out on the 26th of next year, January 26th of next year. You have Eudin Chronicle 100 Heroes. That looked pretty good. That is in, May of next year, no, March, April, I'm sorry, April 23rd, April, yeah, 2024. My Lovely Empress is coming out in 2024, just a year. There's a PUBG update in October. The Exo Primal Season 2 is dropping into Xbox Game Pass. I really enjoyed Exo Primal. I played a lot of it. And Hotel Barcelona. So, Retro, I'm going to go to you first. Again.
Yes.
A lot of the games here didn't hit with a lot of people in the chat. We have over 500 people here. Most people are giving it a 7. Some people a little higher. Some people a little bit lower. What jumped off the page for you? And do you have like any disappointments of something that was not there?
Yeah, I'll start. Well, I'll give my number too. I agree. I think with a lot of people in the community, I think it was a 7. I think it was an okay show. I don't think it was anything too crazy, but there was a decent amount of stuff that I actually was looking for about. So it kind of, you know, sucked away a little bit of the excitement. But yeah, so I go with the 7. I mean, it started off with the whole party animals and the Ori DLC, or Ori being added to Party Animals. I think is a great collaboration there. It just fits for me. So I wrote down all the ones that at least I thought were cool. Pal World, which is coming out in 2024. So open world multiplayer survival crafting game with, you know, it looks like a lot like Pokemon. I think that one actually looks pretty cool. You got Persona 5 Tactica. Obviously, that's coming out on Game Pass this November. The one that I was a little surprised about that they kind of, I feel like they just glanced over it super fast and it literally makes no sense, because I don't think there's a single game here that sells more than this series. And that was Infinity Strash, the Dragon Quest game, the Adventure of Dai or whatever, that's coming out in seven days. Yeah. So I don't understand like why they, it's like, it was just a quick trailer. There was nobody like, there was no devs. There was nobody like Phil and Sarah weren't like talking more about this is the game for the Japanese audience that destroys Final Fantasy. I just don't understand why it was so quickly glanced over. I don't get it. But that one I thought looks great. If you look at the actual trailers and stuff outside of this show, I don't know why they didn't harp on it more. But
I wonder if it's because they have a collaboration with Square. They're trying to amend.
Maybe.
You know what I'm saying? Because like I said, Square president was there. There, some of their games were up front and personal. You're right. They did glance over it. I had a few people tell me, no, you need to check this game out. Like Everborn Saga was like, no, you need to check this game out.
I agree with Everborn.
Action RPGs. And I went back and I watched that particular trailer again. I'm like, holy, this actually looks really good.
Yeah, I think they should have spent some more time on that. There's much longer gameplay trailers that are out there right now. And the game, to me, looks better than anything here, except for maybe some of the Dragon Gaiden games. But I'll get to that. Octopath Traveler 2 coming. Unfortunately, not coming for probably another year.
Winter of next year.
Yeah, like I knew it was gonna come. I thought it was gonna come faster than that, though. But at least it's coming in some form or another. Octopath Traveler was a great game, so at least we're getting part 2. So that's cool.
Yeah.
I think was it Aethia, the Wrath of Fairy or Afari? I'm not really sure how to say that. Kind of reminded me a little bit of Planet Alana. So I think that one looks like something I might play. Unfortunately, that one's not coming to Game Pass, but and then you get the Persona games. So this was super, super Sega Atlas, like was kind of all over the place here. Like a Dragon, Ishin or whatever it's called, that's coming to Game Pass, but that's an old ass game too. Great for anyone who hasn't played that. But Like a Dragon Gaiden, that one looks really good to me. Which is also coming to Game Pass. So I'm excited about that. So we're getting a ton of Game Pass stuff here. And then the Infinite Wealth in Like a Dragon not coming to Game Pass feels like, I think maybe Sega's just like, give you a taste of Like a Dragon Gaiden and then like get you hooked. Like the Yakuza series did for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which I guess is smart. Like they're just like, you know, pumping this stuff out. So, good on them. I am curious to see on Xbox how many people buy Infinite Wealth. I'm super curious to see if the experiment actually works, because you're talking, you know, 2.5 months between these two releases, so it's not a long time. Probably one of my absolute highlights, one we've known about forever that was coming on Game Pass was A Union Chronicle 100 Heroes. There's something about that game that just excites me. Besides the fact that you play as 100 different, heroes and making the game just last that much longer. But it's coming. April, so that's cool. I don't know too much else what's going on in the April Game Pass lineup right now, so maybe it's in a good spot. Hopefully it doesn't get crushed by anything else that might be coming around that time. But another one that kind of stood out to me was Hotel Barcelona.
Breaking news. I think you put this in folks.
Yeah.
The Division 3 confirmed. Holy shit. Are you kidding me?
That's good news, man.
Dude, I'm here to tell you that my brother is, if he's listening, Dan, if you're listening, we're going to talk after the show, because if there's one game that my brother and I kind of like really like, our online history is embedded with like Gears, like, you know, mm-hmm. when 360 first, like, you could really play and you could talk, and that game you really wanted to play. We played the Division 1 like it was going out of style. That's one of my favorite new IPs from last gen. That Titanfall, yeah, which Titanfall 3, you might hear something about that, because go play Titanfall 2 now. Updated, brother. So good, man. So good. So anyway, good. I'm sorry.
I'm super glad. I was kind of actually worried that Division might be dead. So hearing that Division 3 is happening is good news. So my last one out of the games that kind of was moving the needle for me was Hotel Barcelona, and that's kind of because it's like a horror-esque game. It's a nice little 2.5D side scroller. I thought it looked pretty good. So, and there was some like the devs themselves talked about how they got some inspiration from like The Shining and the Overlook Hotel in that series, and that they were using like Hollywood horror from the 80s and 90s inspiration. Like, if you look at some of the bad guys in this game, it's blatant ripoffs. They're not even hiding it. Like a Jason Voorhees guy, and they were talking about it in the show, so they weren't even trying to hide it. There was a bad guy. What was that movie? This Species with that hot chick, that blonde or whatever, mm-hmm. back in the day. Blatant ripoff of this of that alien from that movie, which I'm okay. I don't care. Like, I don't give a crap. Like, it looks cool. So I'm excited about that. And that was probably it for me. What I was kind of hoping, but I was just like, this, you know, just talk. Was something from Kojima. I'm not even a big Kojima fan, but it's more about curiosity with the cloud and what he's gonna, you know, doing the game he couldn't do before without, you know, the help of the cloud. I want to know what that is and what it looks like and what it's about. So it's at least piqued my interest on the cloud side of things. I'm not a big Kojima fan. So I'm an old school Kojima fan, not a new school Kojima fan. Final Fantasy VII remake, that doesn't surprise me not showing up, but I was kind of hoping to see, not to sound greedy, but this was like a Sega show, but I was hoping to see like Jet Set Radio and Crazy Taxi maybe show up, but maybe those will come VGAs, or we'll hear some more inside baseball on that during the VGAs about the Sega Super games that they were touting, god, like a year and a half ago. So I don't know.
Yeah,
seven out of ten pick. For me.
What is it?
Yeah, I mean, seven out of ten. Okay, for me. I think it was good. I don't think it was great. I think it was definitely made for that audience. They kept touting Game Pass over and over, which I think is smart. You know, let everyone know that you can get a lot of these games for a cheap price. So we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens if the Asian market responds to the show or not, but it was a little lackluster on the surprise, like the newness. Like, yeah, the newness wasn't there, because like I said, 50% of the stuff I already had on my list. Like, I just we already knew it existed. So I don't know. Yeah, mediocre. Yeah.
You know, I mean, look, at the end of the day, folks. Like, a lot of people said this in the chat, and it really does make sense. We're kind of spoiled as gamers. Like, this really was not for us, right? And I'm not saying that we shouldn't be, you know, we shouldn't be interested in. Of course, we're Xbox fans. We're going to be interested in anything that they put out there. This was to cater to a Japanese audience that has, for the most part, kind of looked the other way when it comes to Xbox. Yes, there are Xbox fans there. Yes, it's doing better than it's done in decades there. But it's really meant to attract the Japanese or the crowd in Asia, not just for Japan. It is really for a plethora of Asian gamers that may or may not be Xbox fans. And it does make sense. But for me, I absolutely agree with you. I think the Kojima thing, that's a great point. I totally forgot about that. That would have been fitting. We did talk in the green room, and it makes sense that that collaboration is probably going to come the way of the Game Awards because of his connection to Keighley. So I can actually see that being one of the big Xbox announcements for the Game Awards in December. It makes sense. But also, sometimes when it makes sense, Silent Cypher, it doesn't correlate. I thought, as a gamer who has a copy of Final Fantasy VII Remake, the Collector's Edition, literally within arm's reach, that has a sticker that said it was coming, it was only a year exclusive. You know, Sony came in on the back end, back then did another year. There's some rumors that Xbox will never get this until the trilogy is actually finished, which means you're going to get the first, the second, and a third. If that's the case, that sucks. And if Square signed the contract like that, then that really sucks. I don't know. Before we get to you, Silent, we got a new channel member, Da Robots Win. Welcome to the program.
I love that
name. Thank you so much for supporting the channel. We greatly appreciate the generosity. And Drawn TJ, and I'm actually, this is not surprising because I know Drawn TJ personally. He said, I was hoping for a new Phantasy Star universe because Phantasy Star 2 New Genesis is garbage. And this guy knows because he plays the heck out of Phantasy Star Online. Cypher, let's go with your score. Let's go with your highs, your lows, and what was missing?
Yeah, so, you know, we talk a lot about how this show wasn't really for us specifically, not all of it at least, right? And that's very much kind of the approach that I always have to go into this showcase with, is because, like, a lot of these games are just not my thing. I've never been, like, a big anime or, like, manga person, so a lot of it just doesn't drive me. But that being said, there were some highlights for me that I enjoyed. As I mentioned earlier, and like you guys were talking about, like the Ori collab with Party Animals, I think it's freaking awesome. I think that was a really smart move, and I hope that they see the feedback on this and they continue to do it over and over again. Because like I said, this can make it really easy for them to support that game for a long time by just bringing in guest characters. You know, like you see them do it with Fall Guys. You see them do it with all these other
games. Fall Guys has had everyone. They've had Master Chief. They've
Fall
had
Fall Guys
Doom
is like
Guy.
Fortnite.
Yeah,
and that's what I think Party Animals would do too.
Godzilla. I bought them all. I bought them all. My nephew and I play. I think Fall Guys is amazing. This, I've never played the one prior to this. I know there was something similar to Party Animals.
Gang Beasts.
I never played that. This looks great.
So Gang Beast is the same idea. And I think the only critique that I kind of have with Party Animals at this point, which it's a good and a bad, but the way that Gang Beast was set up is like you guys were all on one screen. If you were playing on one system, on Party Animals, it breaks it up into the four sections, you know, like a normal like co-op or multiplayer type of experience. And so it's kind of a bummer because it'd be nice to just have the entire screen dedicated to all of the chaos. But I think it still works out well. And I think it's kind of nice because they actually let you control your camera dynamically from everyone else. So you can kind of look around and focus on specific things and other people don't have to focus on that same thing or be right there with you. So yeah, it's really good. Sorry, I think I could probably talk about it quite a bit, but if you've never played Gang Beasts, play that as well. But yeah, Party Animals is really good. Besides that, like I mentioned, Ace Attorney, I'm really excited about the fact that that's going into Game Pass, because I think that will get a lot of people to give that a shot. There's probably a lot of folks that never played that game when it was back on the portable Nintendo systems and stuff. And so it's good to see that that'll be out there. I'm personally really excited that the Apollo series will be coming out in January, because I never ended up getting to play those ones. So I'm looking forward to those hitting. I think that'll be really cool. Besides that, the biggest thing for me, ultimately, like, it was basically Ace Attorney and it was Yakuza. Like, let's go. Mm-hmm. That was my excitement. I felt like they had good, they had like a good momentum at the beginning of the show, because they came out with that Ori collab. They had the Ace Attorney stuff. Felt like it was in a really good flow. And then all of a sudden it dropped into just kind of a dead zone for a while. And then they got back to Yakuza, and I was like, oh, holy crap, this thing's just got ratcheted up. And then it kind of dropped off again until Hotel Barcelona, which was another one that I was excited about as well. I know.
I knew you would. See, I knew you would get. I was like, he's a horror guy like me. He's gotta like Hotel Barcelona.
I mean, how?
I mean, right again. That's why. Yeah. Hotel Barcelona is. I mean, Japanese is known for J horror.
Yeah.
So it doesn't surprise me. But you know what's surprising about that particular game is those types of games notoriously skip Xbox.
Yeah,
100%. But yeah, so that was my main side of things. Like, I'm really excited to jump back into the Yakuza games and play those new ones. I think that's really cool. And personally for me, like, I bought Like a Dragon, and then I think it was like 6 months to 8 months later, they announced it for Game Pass, which I was like, okay, whatever. Like, I don't care. I didn't feel slighted, because I had already put, I think, like 20 or 30 hours into it, and I was already having a blast with that. I see what you guys are kind of saying with the idea of maybe giving them the one and then being like, oh, if you want this other one, you know, here's your free taste. But I wouldn't be surprised if we saw the same cadence with Infinite Wealth, because that's the
like
last
6 months.
Like six months later, kicking to Game Pass. Yeah, because they did that same cadence with Like a Dragon. So it wouldn't surprise me if it still shows up there. It just might be a little bit out before that happens. But good on them, because I'm sure they'll end up making the money on it. This has been a very popular series, and I know I'll probably be there day one just to buy it, because I know I'm going to get my hours out of it. Those games are huge.
Yeah.
But yeah, what was missing? Obviously, you guys talked about Kojima, which it did surprise me. I'm surprised we didn't see anything, but that very much solidified it for me that we're going to see Kojima there with his bestie at the video game awards. Yeah, you know, holding hands and giving massages and all sorts of questionable behavior.
Yeah.
So we'll see that. But I think the one that made me sad is Evil Dead or Evil Within 3 not being there.
Yes. Good point.
Yes. I forgot about that. And yes, yeah, no, I literally no forgot about that. The fact that there was no, there was nothing from Tango Gameworks there.
No,
dude.
Yes. And what makes me really disappointed on this, like, it was kind of broken to me ahead of time, because when we got the leaks about all the Microsoft announcements and everything from Bethesda, I saw that they're slated for Ghostwire Tokyo 2, which means the majority of Tango is probably on Ghostwire. So that means Evil Within 3 is probably not on the burner at this point in time, which makes me sad. But, you know, it'll be fine. It was a little bit disappointing. I was really hopeful that we'd still get like a surprise that, hey, it is in the works, but that's where we're at. As far as a score, I'd give it 6.5 to 7 realistically.
Okay, that seems to be the running things. People, most people are hovering around the 7. And there are a few 8s up there, but most people are hovering around the 7, a little 6 as well.
I mean, ultimately, you know, like I said, it wasn't a show made directly for me. Right. But the things that were there, the beats that I was interested in, did have me at a decent level.
Right.
Well, out of all the games shown for me, Retri, there's at least five that jump right off the page. Like the Hotel Barcelona is, I mean, that screen.
It's kind of weird that I'm giving it a 7 because I'm looking at my notes and I do have a decent amount of games here that I'm looking forward to. I think the problem is none of these games are like a Starfield for me. Yeah. None of these games are like an Elden Ring for me. None of these games, you know what I mean? Like I'm excited about a lot of these games, but nothing that is like, I think could be like a game of the year. Not that everything has to be a game of the year. I don't want to go down that road, but the best game here for me is probably like Dragon Quest and like a Dragon Gaiden. But I'm not like, I have to have those. You know what I mean? Like there's nothing here where I'm just like, I can't live without it. And I think that's kind of the problem. Cause a lot of these games that I listed that I like are all kind of like, for me, probably going to be 7 out of 10 games. You know what I mean? Games that I like, games that I'll play, but nothing that is kind of, you know, that blows my mind. Maybe I'll be wrong. Maybe I'll be wrong on that. It'll be a good thing to take an L on, right? Be like, nope, this game surprised me. It's a 9 out of 10. It's 10 out of 10. But that's kind of how the whole show felt like to me. It was a lot of this, and then it did dip, like, you know, kind of Silent was saying. So and it might have been who knows, it might have been because it was 5 o'clock in the morning. I'm sure that played a part because I was up late last night playing Liza P and trying out Party Animals, which I also think is awesome, which I will be probably playing this weekend with the community, probably Friday and Saturday night, because I need to try to step away from Starfield for 5 seconds. But yeah, I don't know. Like, what is there any games for you guys, like Boom, Silent, that you feel like you couldn't live without that was showcased during this?
You know, let me go to my list. I'm just curious.
Like if we're being negative Nancy's, if it's like,
no, I mean,
you know, I'm trying to get more into Eastern games. Like sometimes, like, it's almost like I almost like force myself. I'm like, I'm going to love Wo Long. And I didn't love it. You know, maybe it's cause it was kicking my ass, but, like sometimes I feel like I'm just like, what am I missing? Like, what is everyone else getting?
I don't think it's a you thing, dude. I just think, look, I'll put it to this way. Like Persona 3 Reload, right? That is a really big deal. That's launching. Right. That's an Atlas game launching in an Xbox Game Pass. Like, you know, that's freaking ridiculous, right? How did that happen? Sarah Bond made that happen, right? It means nothing to me. I bought Persona 5 when it released because everyone was like, you got to try this game, Boom. And I'm gonna tell you this right now, I've posted it before.
It's a youth thing.
After my fifth train ride, I was like, yep, this is just not for me. I get it, it looks great. Joker's a great character, but this train ride situation, going home, doing the homework, and then coming back and go to school and the janitor, it's not for me. Okay, it's fine. Here's something else, Revelation. As many games as there have been, as great as they look, I tried them. I just cannot get into the Like a Dragon series.
I like them. Yakuza got me into them. Like a lot of people, I think. Like a lot, and that's what Xbox and Game Pass is trying to do. I think Yakuza is one of the best examples of it actually working. Is why I think, like, you know, we were saying earlier that the one coming in January, Infinite Wealth, is not into Game Pass because everything else is that gateway drug, and it worked very well for Yakuza. I know a ton of people who've never played. I never played them until they hit Game Pass, and a lot of people bought them after the fact. But it's not for everybody. But I saw someone in the chat saying, you know, I'm sick and tired of people talking about what wasn't at the game. Of course, we're going to mention what wasn't there. You ding dong. Well,
I mean, again, like, this, folks, listen, take it easy.
I'm not surprised who it's coming from.
We're not dumping on the show. I just talked about
how much I like all the games that we liked on the show. And it was a lot of stuff. My list
there was a lot of stuff to like there. There were a lot of stuff, but we don't like everything. And that's the thing. You come to this channel because we're honest with you. I'm not trying to sell you a lie for a click. Now, again, we can disagree and you can hit the thumbs down button. That'd be disappointing, but you got to admit, at least we're being fair. There are people this week that are going to dump all over this. Oh, I see another garbage Xbox show. Why do they even bother? But that's not what we're doing. Not every game is for me, and not every game is for every gamer, but you got to give us credit for at least being honest. It's a 7 out of 10 for me. But I also understand that this is not meant for me, per se, Mr. Boomstick XL. This is for an Asian audience that they're trying to build a relationship with on the other side of the world. And this is why these shows need to exist. This is why Sarah Bond and Phil Spencer need to attend these shows, because they need to extend the hand to bring more gamers into Xbox. And a lot of these games are in Xbox Game Pass, and that is phenomenal. And you know what's even greater, what's even better, is that if you are an American gamer here in this country, you see these games, maybe every one of these games that are coming to Xbox Game Pass hit for you. And if that's the case, then you're going to have a backlog as tall as me, and I'm 6 feet. So good on you.
Yeah. Listen, Alexander, we didn't. I didn't score. See, you're just putting words into our mouths. No one scored it based on what wasn't there. You just made that up. You just pulled that out of your butt. So
I rated it off.
We rated it on what was there.
That I was
there, not what wasn't there. So
I was disappointed that there weren't certain things there. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I wasn't rating it on that, because if it wasn't there, I can't punish them for that. Like it sucks.
Right.
Sure, but the stuff that was there.
No, I mean, I think we were pretty clear, though. Like what we said, what wasn't there was disappointing. But that doesn't mean I gave it a 7 because things weren't there. I gave it a 7 because what was shown, some things hit for me, some things did not hit for me. And in regards to, something not being there, well, they didn't say that, there was going to be a Kojima announcement. They didn't say Fantasy 7 was going to be there.
They didn't overhype it. Yeah. I think the biggest takeaway from it, right, is that we're all going to have opinions.
And they're going to differ.
We're all going to have opinions.
They're just not differing here.
Not all of them are going to sound exactly the way that maybe someone likes. But at the end of the day, it's video gaming. And we can get out of the house and take a breath and calm down every now and then. It's going to be okay.
My brother Dragonheart Yobi in the chat says, Retri is a cold-blooded. I love it.
I think the funny thing is we're in the green room and I said, I think I'm going to like the show better than both of you guys. I named more stuff than anybody here on stuff that I liked. That's if you were listening. That's just the truth. But look, I'll if you're going to be a jerk in the chat, I'm going to come at you. Everyone knows that. That's how I am. It's super easy to type. It's super easy to be an acid type. You know what's not easy? Being here and saying your opinion. So everyone in the internet critique you. That's putting yourself out on these podcasts. Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, I think we're all pretty fair. I think that's why I asked everybody, like, was there something that was like, beyond what you scored the whole show? Is there something that was in this show that was something that just blew your mind away? That was like a Starfield for you. That was a game that you super, super can't live without.
Yeah.
And for me, no. And that's why most of this was a 7 out of 10 for me. It seems like it was the same kind of for you guys, but other people are going to absolutely love this show. You know what I mean?
The 100 Heroes look dope.
Yeah, right? That's
Hotel Barcelona look dope. Exo Primal Season 2, if you haven't played it, you probably should. It's a really good game. It's a multiplayer game, but it's fun. I've had a blast with it. Octopath Traveler, not coming to next year. A little disappointing. The game has been out for a minute. Didn't do very well. But at least we know that it's on the way. The Wulong DLC, people have been waiting for that. Like I said, I thought I was going to enjoy the game. I played the heck out of the demo and it didn't grab me like an Elden Ring did. And that's why Lies of P hasn't grabbed me like an Elden Ring did. The Party Animals DLC, that's dope.
Yeah.
Because what that does is open the door. What it should tell you is that this is just the tip of the spear where they're using Ori characters, and we're gonna see other Microsoft characters get into which what is an exclusive right now. Like I said, it's not everything is for every gamer, and that's how I'm taking it. For me, it's a 7. Listen, let me catch up on the super chats again. This is one of the smaller shows. I do want to get everyone out of here. Let me get to the okay. So real quick, Gerald Mack drops an additional and very generous $10 super chat and says, "No one talks about the 20 years Xbox had to survive without support from Microsoft. What we are seeing now is the difference. Gaming the Microsoft way hits different. Sony is a big name. Xbox games bigger." And he's not wrong. Sony, listen, you're taking nothing away from what they've done. They are who we thought that they were. They sell you a console and they sell you a boxed game. That's what they do. Spider-Man is going to be dope. I cannot wait for it. That's why I'm just kind of chilling with Starfield because it's going to come out to the 20th. And I'm going to play Sonic and I'm going to play Mario Wonder and Spurts. I'm going to enjoy it and play it on my Switch like I do every day. But when Spider-Man comes out, everything stops. I'm going to beat that game. I don't know if I'm going to platinum it like I did the original, but I'm certainly going to give it the old college effort. But he's right. Sony is just a different company now. They have no answers to the behemoth known as Microsoft. They sat on their laurels, and now they're in a pickle. And the reason why we know they're in a pickle, because they only have one release this year. That's not a third-party exclusive. And that's it. Now, granted, Spider-Man is going to be big, and it's probably going to sell 10 million copies, maybe even 15 million by the end of the year. But that's still no excuse. Sorry, it's just not. My brother Neo Mental in the chat, man, he says after dropping a $5 Zoom chat, Division 3. He sent me a message. He goes, "My God, I couldn't compose myself. I was trying to super chat and I was yelling at the top of my lungs." And he's at work, by the way, folks. Nintendon the Otaku drops a very generous $5 super chat and says, "I'm still boycotting anything from Sweary until he finishes D4. The Dark Dreams Don't Die from the Xbox One launch. So no hotel Barcelona.
That ain't happening.
That's an old
D4 is never getting a sequel. That is that game came out and
that used the Kinect.
It did.
To give people an idea of how long this was ago. I don't think we're seeing anything else from that.
Yeah, I hear you on Nintendo. Brother, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for the generosity. Folks, listen. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking about what Tom Warren reported, but we're also going to be talking about Division 3. I'm going to see if I can record it, because one of the things that happened, the reason why you're seeing only a small amounts of different footage is because when my PC took a dump that day, I lost all of my recorded game footage, which was about 30 different, videos. So now I'm in the process of trying to record as I'm playing. And I think when I'm done, instead of going to Starfield, which is calling my name, I'm going to pop on the Division 1 and record 2 hours for tomorrow's show. But it is what it is. Like I said, now I have to re-up all of my footage. I'm going to play some Titanfall 2, which just got a big update. I want to get some footage on that. But folks, thank you so much for being here. A big shout out to all of the super chats that came in. They do help out more than you know. Of course, thank you to the new 2 channel members that we received. And a big thank you to all of the channel members that continue to support Double Barrel Gaming. Let's get to the outros. We'll start first with Retri. Please, brother, sell the brand. And I want you to sell your brand. And we know that you're with Dave on Sunday evenings on the Gamers Council podcast, which you guys have been doing great work and making some big strides. But we want to get you. Game Pass_Daily on Twitter, on X, on YouTube. I'm going to get you to 1K, brother. Drop it in there, folks. We still have nearly 500 people here. Retri is a good dude. He puts a lot of work into it, and he wants to hit the 1K mark. I think that we can do it. and you should do it for him. Yeah, like I said, this quality member of the community puts out great content. Sell it, brother. Talk about it.
Yeah. So you guys know you can find me GamePass_daily. I tried to get Game Pass Daily. Elon's not allowing it. It's not happening. I made a website for it, try to own it. It's just not happening. So that's okay. That's fine. But you guys can also find me at Game Pass Daily on YouTube as well. I'll put the link in there because for some reason it was already in there. Problem cipher. Okay. Oh, my bad. So yeah, and of course, Gamers Council with Web Dave every Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But yeah, if you guys could join us, I'm going to be doing a podcast, surprise, on my own channel as well very soon. But I don't want to spoil who's on it yet. We're still working on our panel, but I'm super excited who I got right now as a partner. So yeah, look forward to more Xbox and Game Pass podcasting coming your way. Hopefully soon. Still working on the details on that. But yeah, it's coming, man. So appreciate the chat tonight. Sorry if I got rowdy. It's a person that constantly bugs me every time I'm on one of Boom shows. So I'm not
just ban. You know what? Do me a favor.
I know. You've been telling me to ban this person forever. I'm gonna ban him. It's fine.
We don't like shenanigans.
I love 99.9% of you. I do. You guys are awesome. You guys have absolutely supported me and Dave on our podcast venture too. Like, we're doing way better than I ever thought we're going to be. So we super appreciate it. And thank you for having me, Boom. Of course, I love being here when I can. You know, time is tight with my 9 to 5 and me trying to do my own thing. But also good chilling here with Silent Cypher. I was just playing Fortnite with him. Was that last night?
Two
nights ago. So yeah, no concept of time anymore. yeah. So. Yeah, and we have a blast playing together. So good podcasting with you as usual, sir. But thanks for coming out, guys.
It is great to have you here. And of course, I say ban him, because if you won't, I will. It is perfectly fine. We don't want anybody harassed here. If I'm going to defend my chat, I'm definitely going to defend my panel. So unless you like the smoke and you like going back,
I love the smoke. You can keep bringing it.
Sharpen your claws.
Just remember, I'll call you out and I'll bring it right back towards you.
Yeah, I mean, that's the way to do it. But Silent Cypher, brother, let's sell your brand. Let's talk about the Xbox International podcast. There's also a version in Espanol, which is amazing that you support the Spanish-speaking community. Also, where could people reach out to you on social media if they want to strike up a conversation?
Well, first off, thank you, Boom, for having me. Thanks for letting me attack and sabotage your Thursday show instead of usual Friday. I appreciate you letting me have a chair. And Retri, as always, good to see you, brother. I'm sure we'll be playing some games, probably some Party Animals this weekend.
Yes, we will.
So yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Yeah, in regards to where you can find me, of course, like Boom mentioned, you can find me on Xbox International on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you can also catch my brothers En Español on Friday. We've got Eternal Shaddai and ASCAP Gaming. They end up doing that show on Friday evenings, I believe, same time, 7 p.m. Eastern. Sometimes Crazy Lou or Sour Blow Gaming jump into those ones as well. And sometimes you'll find me in there doing some Google Translate, because mi español es un poquito. but as far as where else you can find me on Twitter, Twitch, all the places as Silent Cypher. I'll drop the links in for both XBI and for my personal YouTube channel, because I am starting to work on some stuff on my personal channel as well. But yeah. Thank you, chat. You guys rocked. Even when it gets saucy, it's always a fun time. I always enjoy me some salt. I enjoy rolling around in the mud. So thank you all. It's been great.
Well, listen, it's great to have you here. Obviously, whenever you're free on Friday, you're more than welcome. You have a key to the front door, just like Retri. You come on in and you put your feet up, have a Dr. Pepper or beer, whatever. Like, I'm a Dr. Pepper kind of a guy. Because I don't drink. But folks, thank you so much for checking out this show. This show has done a lot better than I originally thought it was. Again, it was a newer program. Sometimes you do things on YouTube, things don't work, and never be afraid to fail. But you know, we're getting the numbers. People are tuning in. We're getting over 500-600 people. Sometimes even more when the news really, when you hot topic, people tune in. So, of course, on your way out, hit the like button. And if you are finding the channel for the first time, let's try and help the channel get to 14K. We are almost at the 13.5 mark. And, you know, obviously, I think we're going to do really well when the ABK deal finally closes. If we get some big news next week, of course, we're going to be covering it. If it turns out to be breaking news before a show, that's, let's say, for instance, Wednesday, and we have the late primetime gaming, I will do a breaking news special as I do. And, of course, I'm going to close out the show with something that's incredibly important to me, folks. Hopefully one day it'll be important to you. And that's something that my dad taught me with kids. And he would say, Craig, treat others how you want to be treated. And also, it doesn't cost anything to be nice. You live by those rules, Craig. I can guarantee you, you're going to have an awesome day. So take care, everyone. And we'll see you next week on the newest episode of X-Vlog Live.